are now listening to 2 inches deep.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the podcast, everyone. 2 inches deep, brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue, Legit Texas Barbecue, and Jeep Only, the only Jeep Only. Next to me is Coach Jackson Bozarth and Sad Boy Zach Grant.
Yes, sir.
All right, boys. Jackson, you have an announcement to make. We had a YouTube video. Explain that to us.
Yeah, it was our fourth video. It's in all the links of our social media, so make sure you go and check it out. Basically, we just had a barbecue, and I guess the motto of what our YouTube is going for right now is that we're still going to do our challenges. We have a couple fucked up. We did a couple rough drafts of what a challenge should be.
Yeah.
I don't think we should disclose it yet, just because it's actually a really good idea.
Yeah.
But anyways, we're starting to get into our YouTube 2 inches deep podcast on YouTube. And we just did a barbecue. We're going to show you how 2 inches deep rolls and how we did it. So go look at that. Go look at it at the link in our bio and let us know what you think. We had a great time doing it. Shout out to our executive producer, Jeremy Beckner. He did a great job editing and filming. And you'll see at the end of the video, we put a little message out to you guys. We're starting adventure stuff. So please interact with us and let us know what you think. And we're doing that. But on top of that, we also had a video 2 weeks ago, Letter to Our 15-Year-Old Self, which is also an episode we did on here. If you haven't looked at that, go look at Apple Podcasts or Spotify. But anyways, I wanted to first start off our podcast with a reading I got from a listener. And I think we can all take from this. So my advice to Al, Ali Rock, Big Al, on how to get laid.
Oh, babe, I haven't heard this. I'm excited. Right.
Okay. This is interesting.
Be yourself. Relax. Be the best version of yourself and don't pretend. This makes you look relaxed and genuine. Listen more and talk less, which I need to start applying in my life. Work out and do charity work. This will give you self-esteem and confidence. Hit on every single girl. See Malcolm Gladwell's 10K hour theory. It's all about repetition. Common sense says every rejection means you're getting closer to a girl that's attracted to you. The end.
Can you shout out the person that...
I won't say his name, but it is a family member who has recently became a father. So okay. I think wow. We can all...
Okay. Frequent listener, it looks like.
He's a frequent listener, yep.
He knows what he's talking about.
He does know what he's talking about because he just became a father to two little girls. So congratulations to you. And thank you for listening. But
if you're listening right now,
I want to ask you, what were you thinking of that? Because I took a lot of information from that myself.
Well, first, this is actually my first time hearing this because you held this information from me.
Yeah.
Are you glad that I held it in for
you? Oh, yes. I am very glad to the person who took the time out of their day to write that. To me personally, thank you so much.
He's a big fan of the program, and we want to have him on, but we got to do some legality issues and stuff like that. But we'll figure
that out.
So
I'm going to definitely go read that back again later.
Yeah, I'll copy and paste it and send it to our group chat.
Please do, because some stuff, I don't know, some of the 10K.
Yeah, me either. I haven't looked at it because I've gotten
Yeah. Late. Hey, this is advice coming from a guy who's who has a baby, so obviously he knows what to do. There you go, even better.
He's got some real swimmers out
there. Right.
Yeah. Yeah, he does.
So maybe I should take his advice.
Never mind. I can't disclose who it is. So yeah. I won't say anything. Go on.
No, I'm pretty much.
Yeah. But I just want to start it off because I just felt like, again, it kind of coincided with our YouTube. I guess I'll just say it now. Follow our socials. We have Instagram, Twitter, YouTube.
That would be something fun to do, like, every week, like
a little reading from
our listeners. Yeah, I would love to start that as a segment.
Because there's a couple text involved. Messages that I've gotten in my day that are interesting that you two have read before, so it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world.
That would be awesome.
Oh, I feel like also before we dive into our segments, we wanted to pose a question to our listeners. This is something that we've been thinking for a while. So we obviously have our executive producer. We were wondering if you guys would like us to actually film our podcast.
For sure.
See how we what our pregame stuff is and how we get everything set it up. I mean, it's one of those things. You guys have seen our faces.
No, because I feel like our friend Chris, who was on the podcast last week, had an interview with him.
Yeah, go Chris check Lappin. It out if you haven't. It's a great interview.
Great interview.
Alex asked tons of questions.
Yes, and he actually stuck around for the podcast and sat and watched us do it. He said it was much more entertaining watching us talk than listening. Not that we're not entertaining while we listen to, but just see our expressions and how we interact with each other, like our hand movements and all that.
Yeah, sure.
You know, the way we like scream at each other and all that.
Absolutely.
So maybe putting it on YouTube is better. Mm-hmm. For us, and plus, you know, if you guys will comment under and we read comments, get you guys involved, make it interactive.
Awesome. And that's what we want to do. Is we're starting to gain some residual fans and have people who actually listen to every episode. And we want to shout you guys out, and we really do appreciate you guys. But this week's going to be a really good episode. We were just talking about it before we started that it feels like it's been a long time. Sometimes like these weeks are really draining and everything like that. We do have another YouTube video coming out. We do have one coming out, I believe, Wednesday or Thursday. Again, another more adventure type. And I think next week we're going to start getting back to a challenge.
Yeah.
So just so that we're going to mix it up a little bit and we have some cool stuff going on. But what's our first segment that we're going to do today, boys?
I think we're going Dumbass of the Week.
Let's start it off. Who wants to start off?
Shout out Dickie's Barbecue.
Yeah, we haven't
shouted
it out yet.
Barbecue.
Yeah, we'll say that it's Dickie's Barbecue. We're in negotiation with them, by the way. Breaking news. Ali Rock and I were in a business meeting today.
Yeah, they presented me with this idea.
Yeah,
pretty bold.
Pretty bold statement, but we're negating. We're working it through the contract, and hopefully you guys aren't eating Dickie's Barbecue. It's great food. Come and visit Ali Rock and I. And
43 South Stephanie. Come on, guys.
That's right. That's right.
We didn't sell out.
We're not going to sell out yet.
We could have sold out, and we didn't. All right. We're trying to stay true to you guys.
But the negotiations are on fire right now. That's all I'm going to say. So, Ali Rock, start with your Dumbass of the Week.
My Dumbass of the Week is now I don't know who proposed this. It's either the NFL or the people who are I don't know, concerned about this, but the NFL is testing medical masks in helmets.
No way.
Exactly. What are you thinking? It says NFLPA medical director, Tom Mayer, says engineers are working on ways to incorporate surgical or N95 material into helmets so it can cover the entire face mask.
How are you going
to
breathe?
So how am I supposed to transmit my COVID on the field?
How am I going to communicate on the field? What the hell?
The only positive thing.
That's pretty crazy.
The only positive thing I can say about this is Odell's about to have the drippiest fucking mask out there. That's all.
And the funny thing is
that
they showed Odell on
their
picture when they had him.
No, did they really?
yeah, dude. I try to stay away from the COVID stuff.
Yeah.
The COVID comments, because the first week that COVID had came out, I called everyone a pussy that had it. So I'm going to refrain from those comments.
We got some backlash from it.
Got some backlash on that because then we ended up going to quarantine. But that's a bold statement.
Blame Jackson if you want.
Yeah. You guys are not pussies if you have COVID. Please wash your hands.
Everyone's getting tired of it.
That's interesting. I don't really know. I feel like someone's going to get hurt towards that or something like that.
Yeah,
I have breathing problems.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of something that's going to happen.
I feel like if every player is tested once a week, once every 2 weeks, you don't have fans. Why do we need to do it?
Whoa.
So you'd rather...
We have plans. To go to a game.
I'm okay
so you better have some
fans. I am 100% okay with that.
Nope, we're going.
I don't care.
Live on television so I can sit there, watch it, and bet it. I don't need to actually...
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm down to...
You know what?
Take
we just
year
made
off.
A plan that we were going to go to Thanksgiving and spend Thanksgiving together. And now you're saying
and then
okay.
The NFL schedules decided to screw up the rounds and not have...
We're still
going to
figure something out because all of our teams play each other. So we're going to figure something the fuck out. The NFL, though, has been doing some suspect shit with some of these rules that they're proposing. I talked about it on my Dumbass of the Week last week, and now this. It's really interesting on what they're trying to go for. I know they're trying to be very protective, and I understand that, and I empathize with it, but some of these ideas are low-key retarded.
Did you see what the NHL did?
Oh, let's talk about that
now.
The
2014 playoff, because they can't finish the season, so they said once they come back, we're just going to expand the playoffs to 24 teams. They're like the only.
I don't like that.
No.
Do you not?
Terrible. I mean, it's gonna be fun to watch, but like,
I just think that it defeats the purpose of those.
This isn't normal. We're not in a normal.
Yeah, but they want to get back to normal as soon as possible, and they're making the weirdest shit up.
Well, you can't finish the season.
I think the NBA and what they have proposed has had the best idea, where they just go straight to the playoffs. Because I think,
yeah,
that's what NHL's doing. They're just including more teams.
24 teams. I mean,
the suckiest teams.
Some of their suck butt teams are going to be in there. I just don't. Okay,
and like the one and twos both have. I don't know exactly.
But are you going to
do a buy?
They do buys and they do stuff like that.
Are you going to do a 7-game series again? Are you going to do like a 5?
I don't know all the specifics.
Yeah, because honestly, that's going to take a fucking minute. It's going to take a minute to get through. I don't know. Hockey is really fun.
We have
the Olympics, and it's really fun, and the Stanley Cup final. So, and the Golden Knights. We love the Golden Knights over
That's
here.
Right. Go Knights.
You're a Blackhawks fan, so don't fuck up that shit now, buddy.
I mean, I swing both ways.
Fuck up. Shut up over
Ravens,
there.
Bears.
All right. I'm going to go to my dumbass of the week.
I'm going to segue off a little bit, but.
My dumbass of the week is Dak Prescott, an agent. I've been a friend of Dak.
An agent.
Agent who will remain unnamed.
Yeah, I don't know his agent's name. I honestly didn't dig too deep into it. I just saw this tweet. I've been a Dak Prescott fan for a while. I think he has a great story. I think he's a good guy. I think he represents everything that a Cowboy fan would want to be. And honestly, I'm not a Cowboy fan.
His first year was legendary, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I just think that the guy's a good fucking human being, and I can always respect that. But this contract that he has, he's asked for, I don't even know the legality of it. I don't know the numbers. All I know is that he denied a fucking $35 million a year contract.
Yeah, yeah.
And wants north.
Would have made him the highest paid quarterback ever, in history.
Ever. And wants north of $45 million a year.
Yeah.
North.
I don't know what he's trying to prove.
So I saw a tweet, and I thought it was great. We've talked about it before, but someone tweeted out, this guy thinks that he's, Lamar Mahomes.
Yeah.
And it's true, because, you look at his stats of last year, and I think he led the league in passing yards, but the only reason why they did that is because they passed the ball 50 fucking times a game because they're losing.
Yeah.
The Cowboys were losing.
And all they were passing it to was Amari Cooper. That's about it. And Amari Cooper dropped half the balls anyway.
I like Dak Prescott a lot. I really do. I really like him. All I'm saying is that he does not deserve that money. And I don't know who the fuck he thinks he is.
Need to get paid on that team. Like, you saw, that's what I was saying.
That's a good point. I didn't even think of it that way. I didn't even think, because if they pay him that contract, they're not winning. Well, see,
yeah. Now you.
You gotta let go of all your guys.
They're fine. They have Andy Dalton. They're fine.
Which it's starting to look at that point. And here's my thing of why he's also a dumbass. It's starting to look at that point that he's not gonna be a Cowboy fan. And even at that point, let's say he's not a Cowboy. If he's not a Cowboy, he's not getting that money back ever again. Because he'll go be a backup somewhere.
Yeah.
Because here's my thing. Cam Newton is still on the fucking market. And if Dak Prescott goes on the market, where is he gonna go?
New England?
Yeah. New England, okay, that's but yeah, true.
They'd rather have him than Cam.
That'd be a little bit scary.
He'll get paid pennies because Tom Brady was fucking doing a hometown discount for years, and you really think they're going to break the bank for him? Stop. No,
of course.
If they haven't even already got Cam Newton. Cam Newton's been waiting.
What do you think the drop off would be from Dak to Andy?
Honestly, with the shit that they have, not too bad. I mean, Andy
Dalton wouldn't change that much.
You have to think their center retired, Travis Frederick retired.
Okay, and that's a good point. But my argument to that though too is Andy Dalton dealt with the fucking Cincinnati Bengals for years, and the Bengals were just happy to be an organization.
And
let's just keep it hot.
And we're in a tough division. That division is no joke.
And so, Andy Dalton's not a bad quarterback.
No.
And I'm gonna be honest with you, I think he's gonna play a little bit this year. If they don't make
he has something to prove. Something to prove.
Right. And if they don't make a deal here soon, he's going to be a starting quarterback. I'm going to be honest. I'm 1,000% honest with you guys.
That's all it takes.
I don't know what the fuck they're going
to
do here
soon. I think it's going to take Andy one game to show it, and then he can be starter for the rest of the season, something like that.
Yeah, I mean, Dak might get hurt or something like that, and the next thing you know, that's what I'm saying. If he doesn't start one time this year, or if he does, he's going to get picked up by another team. Andy Dalton's a starter in this league, and I'm not saying he's a fucking elite quarterback by any means, but he's a Pro Bowler. He brought the Bengals to the playoffs a couple times, two times. He's not bad.
No, for sure.
But that was why my dumbass of the week is Dak Prescott. And then in the meantime, while Zach is talking about his, I'm going to go take a potty break.
Oh, baby.
So you guys talk about
my dumbass of the week.
Off, so I don't know. I can't hear anything.
My dumbass of the week, it was pretty early. You guys might have forgot about it now. Paul Pierce came out with his top 5 players of all time.
Yeah, this is
going to
be ridiculous.
And left LeBron James out of it.
Yeah.
I forgot who was his top 5. I know Magic was on there. I know Kobe.
Yeah.
I know MJ.
For sure.
I think Shaq was on there. And I don't remember the other one. But someone like quoted the tweet of that, and it was like all the times that LeBron dropped over 30 points on the Boston Celtics. And it was like over 14 or 15 times. In those games, he dropped 52, 49, stuff like that. And somebody else quoted that tweet, and it was over 2,000 points of LeBron James' total career points came against the Boston Celtics while Paul Pierce was on the team majority of the time guarding LeBron. So how is this guy going to drop over 2,000 points on you and you're going to say he's not one of the best top five all time? Like, that's not even, that shouldn't even be up for debate, LeBron being a top five player.
Daddy's back. All I'm going to say is Paul Pierce, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty fucking dumbass worthy.
Yeah.
That was pretty dumbass worthy. And you, okay,
2,000 points scored on his dome.
And here's the one thing that I said, we talked about it in the group chat, and I'm fucking tired of it. Stop saying that Bill Russell's in the top five of your fucking list.
Yeah, that's,
stop saying
that's
that because
ridiculous.
I would have been a fucking Hall of Famer in 1964 too.
I wouldn't say I was a Hall of Famer, but I was
averaging. Have you seen the 1964 film?
You know, I'd be a sixth man of the year.
Have you seen the 1964 film?
Bill Russell would give me buckets. Shut up, bro. I mean, he'd give me buckets.
I'm not saying
I'd have like seven
buckets.
And seven.
I'm just
on
saying
it.
You would be a perennial all star in the 1960s as well.
In 1964, you're not playing with no Nikes on, bro. You're playing with like dress shoes and a ball literally made from pigskin.
I would ball
bro.
The fuck up in church shoes. I'm fucking. Yeah. I'm with that. I'm with funny. That. You're all I'm saying shit. Is like, stop saying he's in your top fucking five because Bill Russell's game in 2020. I don't even
he's
know if he makes the NBA roster.
Like, yeah, I mean. Ooh. He'd be like a Draymond,
hot
I think.
Fucking take over here, baby. Hot
I think he's
take.
Like a Draymond.
He wouldn't make the roster.
Today's
easy.
League.
Dude, no.
He played G-ball.
Dude, he's like G-League. 6 foot. Oh he's God. Like what? Bill Russell's
six,
like 6 foot nine?
6'9", yeah.
He's 6 foot nine. Doesn't have. He can't fucking shoot after 10 feet. Can't
Draymond.
Make a. Draymond will at least fucking try to shoot. I'm not
Draymond
saying
Draymond will make 1-3 in a game. And
that's what I'm saying. He'll go 1-for-8, but he'll still.
So
still
what
make
the
that
fuck? Yeah, Bill Russell will go down there and grab you 8 boards instead of go 1-for-8.
It's 1964, bro. It's changed. James
Jackson has right. absurd.
We got a good debate topic here. We saw something on I think Bleacher Report posted it.
Oh boy.
And it said, what's the who or who's the better franchise or organization?
Oh my god.
The Chicago Bulls or the New England Patriots?
Okay, so we know what Ali Rock is gonna say.
These two, I mean, Ali Rock obviously being from Chicago has a little bit of bias.
Exactly.
But these two kind of went at it in the group chat for a little bit, and I just kind of sat back and watched.
We're just calling each other names, so go ahead.
So I kind of want to
let
them.
I just want to hear your argument first.
Yeah, I want to let them go, and then I'll chime in here.
I know that you're
going to
have a lot of bias towards this, and I understand that, but I want to hear like your actual fact on why. Go ahead.
When you have the best athlete of all time on your roster, for those...
Bo Jackson played for the Chicago Bulls?
Yeah, right.
That's
so I forgot Jackson was the best athlete, but and you guys are that dominant. And I think in that era, in the 90s, basketball was the hottest thing in sports wise to watch.
Yep.
So when it's that hot, and the Bulls were the talk of the world.
Just because it's so entertaining to watch doesn't mean it makes it any easier.
No,
or
no, it's not.
That
is the better
the
franchise
of it,
the franchise. The Bulls logo is not like a sports logo, but it's like a fashion statement now.
It's like the Yankees.
I'm wearing the Bulls logo. Look at me.
I'm
going to
use that shit against them already.
Go ahead.
Because in 2020, fucking football is way more popular than basketball.
But we're not talking about
make any sense.
Franchise, like the best franchise. The Bulls logo now is more popular than any other
sports
logo.
What does that have to do with what's harder or not? The logo? What, like
the,
no, logo doesn't
the logo's not what's hardest because the team was so popping back then.
But the logo doesn't help you fucking play.
So you're saying
Michael Jordan helps you play.
Patriot. I'm just here to mediate, really.
Bro, like,
but so you're arguing against
the Patriots.
Of course. So
what
you're
made them the best franchise, bro?
Yeah. Okay. What? Are you saying
I'm
that they're more
ready,
dominant?
I'm fucking ready to talk about this.
Are they more
say
dominant
is,
than the Bulls?
Okay. Let's just be. Let's
go ahead. Say.
Because
let's
you
just,
can't say
let's
that.
Let's just say this.
I'm in a debate here.
Winning an NFL Super Bowl is 10 times harder than it is to win an NBA championship.
Why?
Yeah, we play 16 games a season versus 82.
I disagree with that.
I don't fucking
best
know
of seven?
Because maybe I'll break my fucking spleen
right,
in half. Name one time that NFL NBA players destroyed their spleen. Exactly.
Paul George?
Exactly. No. That wasn't his spleen. That was his leg. And that shit happens
right,
every
what is that
fucking
argument?
Day. And
that's worse
different
than his logo
sports.
Argument.
Huh?
That's worse than his
no,
logo.
It is.
You're talking about spleens. What are you talking
all
about?
All I'm saying
what
is it is way harder to play fucking football than it is basketball.
Okay, but it's
also,
way easier?
Also, there's 12 people on the fucking NBA roster. There's 53 on an NFL roster. I don't want to fucking hear it.
Exactly.
The
so it takes more people in the NFL
it's
to win.
It's easier. Look.
It isn't, and
bullshit.
So look, I have a question for you. If the... 2008?
If you side with the Bulls, I don't know if I can friendship with you guys. I mean, I know we're only working.
Is it 2008 when the Giants upset the Patriots?
Correct.
So you're telling me if they played a best of seven game series that the Giants would beat the Patriots?
No.
Four times? So, yeah, well, how are you saying it's harder to win an NFL championship? It's not.
It is, because it's only one fucking game. It's only one game.
So you have teams like the Giants who can come in that were 500 and win a Super Bowl.
Okay.
You can't have like an eight seed.
Show me an
eight seed that's won a best of seven series, beat a one seed,
Golden State Warriors versus the fucking San Antonio Spurs, 2006.
8-1?
Name that shit off the fucking top of my mind.
8-1.
Yes, go look.
Never.
Bro.
Are you saying that a number eight seed has never been a number one seed?
In a best of seven series. Bet. And gone on to win the NBA final.
Bet. They didn't win the finals.
Okay.
Bro.
The Giants were 500.
Bro.
9-7.
The Bulls went in those years. They went to the finals six times and they didn't lose once.
Okay, your point being what?
I'm saying the Bulls. They're more dominant.
Okay, so let's talk about the fucking teams.
Swear.
You had three fucking All Stars.
Swear.
No, let's just talk about it. You had three fucking Hall of Famers on that team. How many Hall of Famers on the Patriots? One.
Gronk.
Two.
Van Hoy.
Van Hoy is not a Hall of Famer. Stop. Don't
Jamie,
even fuck. Stop.
Gostkowski. Whoever his name is, the kicker.
Not even
Gostkowski.
Gronk's exactly.
Retarded cousin over there.
Okay.
Gronkowski.
So I beat you on that argument already.
No,
more Hall of Famers. Hey,
there's 53 players in more Hall of Famers. Wow. There's like 12 players. You have three Hall of Famers. So the percentage is there.
You're feeding more to my argument.
That's like 20-something percent of the Bulls roster Hall of Famers versus the freaking 7% of the
math over here. Julian 3 divided by 12 is what? 1 out of 4. That's 25% of their team was a Hall of Famer.
There you go. Prove my point.
No.
I said 20-something percent.
No. No. Huh. What has he done in the regular season besides the playoffs? Exactly. So let's bring it back.
I know the Bulls' six rings were more iconic than.
And
the,
then with the
okay,
Bulls,
but who the argument, fuck were they playing? They had no competition. They never had to go to fucking game seven.
You
say
the
That's
same thing
saying.
With the Patriots.
Bro, what? They don't have competition.
Bro, every year they know they're gonna make playoffs every year. And then they do some sly shit, the deflate gate, the whatever else gate.
Dude, you're acting like I'm a Patriots fan here. I fucking hate the Patriots. I hate the Patriots.
If we're talking
about better franchise.
Yeah, if we're talking better franchise, I'm going to have to agree with that. Or I can go the Bulls. Just because dominance, you have to think about their dominance. They haven't, you know what I'm saying?
The 90s.
They did, and then wait.
Hold up. No, because I thought we were saying more impressive.
Skip.
I thought we were saying more impressive stretch. If we're talking about a more impressive fucking. Hold up. Let me just finish this thought, because I'm going to forget it. I've had a few drinks.
I need my black, bro. I'm going to start being Shannon Sharp over here.
I've had a few drinks. That's what I'm going to say.
Skip Bayless over here. Let me talk.
Listen.
All I have to say is Aaron Hernandez.
Oh, my
dog, you guys are throwing me the fuck off right now. All I'm going to say is, if I thought it was a better, like, what's more impressive, the six fucking rings or the six Super Bowls?
Franchise.
I say six Super Bowls.
Dynasties.
If we're talking about franchise, then you really have nothing to fucking say, Ali Rock, because the franchise, ever since 1997, has done what? Not shit.
Okay.
They fucking got Derrick Rose hurt. They fired numerous coaches,
but before the,
numerous GMs. I don't want to hear it.
Before the Patriots
that,
had Brady,
shit.
They were really shit.
No, they were consistent. That's one thing I'll disagree with you. No.
So,
the Patriots, if we're talking, I'll agree with you on that. The Patriots consistently are never going to be in rebuild. Like, they're not rebuilding, even right now.
That's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying.
It's like, I was talking to Ryan Dawkins about it earlier.
Been on the show.
He's a Bulls fan.
Yes.
So his argument is kind of valid because he said he compared the Patriots to the Spurs. And I thought that was solid.
That's a great comparison.
Because the Spurs are always going to be there, and even if they're not,
but look at the Spurs.
They're still, you know what I'm saying? They're still like you can't sleep on the Spurs.
But look at the Spurs. Listen, when I think NBA, I think Bulls, Celtics, Lakers. Okay.
All right.
Three of the best franchises ever. Not even the NBA.
Okay, I can name three NFL teams right now. Like that shit's easy.
But as
Patriots, Steelers, Cowboys.
Yeah. Steelers.
What the fuck are you saying? They have five rings.
Yeah, bro. Nah, bro. But I
hate the Steelers, but I'll give you that.
I don't know, bro.
But
Patriots. I don't know, man. I think
we're talking. So, like, Patriots. My argument as because I would say the Bulls before Skip Bayless over here cut me off.
Sorry, I apologize.
The dominance of the Bulls in the '90s is just unmatched, and then. They also have that what if factor. If Jordan didn't go play baseball, how many more? If he didn't retire early, how many more?
Okay, but we could play the what
if
game.
Take
what
a
if
break.
With Tom Brady at the end of his career, Jordan was.
We
can
play.
Jordan
we could. No, no,
can't
but
stop.
But we can say the same thing. What if David Tyreek didn't catch that ball?
That's completely different because Tom Brady can't control that. Jordan can control everything. Jordan controlled him going to baseball, and Jordan controlled him retiring.
That wasn't a bad point.
I don't make bad points. That's not what I'm here for.
That's why
I don't come here Sundays to make bad points. All right,
we pay you big bucks, obviously.
That's what I'm here for, dog.
So, I think end of debate here. Bulls are the best.
At the end of the day, you guys are gonna have to let us know who the fuck won the argument. I thought I made some fucking great points.
Comment down below,
please.
please do.
If you have your own opinions, please.
Someone's gonna come down there and say Lakers or something like that, but
yeah, something not even related to.
Here's what I'm gonna say.
Blackhawks.
I mean, I love our podcast. I really do.
Yeah.
But, I like my shit. I like the post on my own personal account.
Yeah.
Please comment on our shit. Yeah, because, I'm one of 12 likes of our posts. It'd be great to hear some comments. We would fucking comment back real quick.
Oh, yeah.
Real quick. We're on that shit daily. Yeah. On that shit daily. What's our next segment, by the way?
We're going to Sad Boy.
Oh, fuck.
Presented by Jeep Only, baby.
That's right. The one and only.
Shout out, Noah. Shout out, Pops.
Noah, seriously, bro. If you're listening to this... I talked to your dad today. I can talk. I'm ready to work.
New listener.
Who's our new listener?
Jared, my other brother, the psychologist.
Jared, I want to let you know, too. I'm a fan, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Sad Boy Zach and I have talked.
Jared and I were talking today. He wants to start his own podcast. I said, we'd love to have you on. And he said, I'm actually interested in starting his own. Yeah. I think Jared would be a crazy good interviewee.
Dude. Okay, there's so many directions. Noah, man, you're on the hot seat because we've invited you on four or five times.
Yeah, exactly.
I understand you have a family.
Right.
Completely I get it. Jared, love to have you on the podcast. We have some fire questions to ask
for
you.
Sure.
Be great.
So many
and
different
then we
routes
can,
you
and,
can go.
And we can teach you how to do what we do and stuff. So we'd love to have you on.
Yeah, exactly.
And hope to see you soon.
Yeah.
But I'm a sad boy, so I go first.
Yes,
yeah, so I have another reading. But my sad boy of the week is Deontay Wilder and team.
Yeah, that's insane.
So let me find this real quick. It's going to take 2 seconds. While I'm finding it, I just want to let you guys know when I took that leak. Superb stream, by the way. Meanwhile, my what's it called? Mike, who was set up by Ali Rock.
No, it's not me, bro. It's because Jackson's hot ass breath keeps pushing that shit.
Yeah, keep on wearing your fucking MAGA hat over there, you fag.
MAGA hat.
I know nobody has this sad boy while you're still looking for that article. I think an honorable mention should be Steph Curry, just because if you've seen Aisha's recent post.
I haven't seen it.
Is she looking good?
Oh, wow. You guys are late to this.
Oh, wow. Good?
Let me, while you read yours, let me just show you. I know our podcast, you guys got to go look on your own if you haven't seen it, but wow.
Yeah.
It doesn't even, it's like, sheesh, bro.
Look at this. Can I just hold it?
Look at this.
Let me see.
Oh, man.
Oh, she got a little thinner.
She got a lot thinner, dog. Look at
that. Yeah, she got a little thin.
Ooh. She looks real good.
She lost that, pregnant weight, you know?
Look.
Wait, hold on.
That's that high school
body
shit. I mean, she didn't have that in high school. Yeah. You see the little side tap?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
I see you.
That shit does something. Bro.
Yeah.
Respect Steph. Top tier. Respect Steph.
Okay, so I'm going to read this Deontay Wilder thing real quick while I have a second. Okay, so this is Facebook post, so I'm not saying that this is real, but if this is true coming from the Deontay Wilder team, you're soft. Breaking news. Team Fury, meaning Tyson Fury, paid one of Deontay Wilder's teammates to spike his water before the fight. This explains why Wilder was so sluggish during the walk to the ring. No, that was just because you wore a fucking 45-pound weights in your suit. Weirdo. Wilder initially thought it was his suit because he couldn't understand why he felt the way he did. I can, because if I fucking put a weighted vest on, I'm tired as fuck too.
Yeah, exactly.
A doctor also confirmed... from the damage Wilder received in the fight, cuts inside the ear and busted lip in the first round suggests that Fury's gloves were indeed loaded. That's a lie, because the trainer of Wilder is supposed to go look at the gloves when they're being wrapped and everything. So that's a lie. Wilder never made an official statement to the press about his suit. The media overheard them talking. Wait, hold up. I don't have my glasses on. The media overheard him talking to his team about why he felt so sluggish before the fight, and they ran with the story. Since then, Wilder has gotten rid of the snakes inside his camp and is preparing for war.
Have you guys seen the match, right?
Has he signed the...
Yeah, they're supposed to fight in July.
Okay.
You've seen the fight. It was pathetic.
I didn't see the fight. I saw the highlights. And I was rocking with Wilder.
Wilder didn't win a round.
Rocking with Wilder. before the fight.
I don't like Fury. I don't like Fury.
Yeah, I like Fury. I don't.
Nah. Why?
I like Wilder.
I don't like his style of fighting.
Yeah. Dude, he'll pick you apart. He's like Floyd.
Every time I see a move get punched,
I like that back on Floyd vegetables. Because it looks right.
Floyd doesn't knock
Tyson,
people out.
Tyson Fury just looks so like goofy.
Bro, he's like a hunchback.
Why the fuck are you guys hating on my Chunk Boy Legends? Why are you hating on Chunk Boy Legends? You act like
every time he gets shoved, he has a dad bod, and now we're hating on him.
He has a dad bod, and now we're hating on him.
He's just not my.
He used to be 330 pounds, and now we're hating on him. Okay.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm just not a.
Well, he's also it's weird because they're both hella tall, like 6'7" and 6'9", but it looks like to me it's like a 6'2" and 6'4" guy fighting.
All I'm saying is they're beating the break out of all of us.
Like, for sure. The females are beating the breaks out of me. Like there's no.
Yeah.
They're like that's not even a debate. I don't know. But,
Ali Rock said he could go one round with Mike or Floyd Mayweather. So
yeah, I could.
Badass over here.
That's my sad boy.
Wait, you go last, buddy. We know this. This is the order. I start because I am sad. Then this guy in the middle, he's not really sad.
Yeah.
I mean, he's sad, but he does sad things. He doesn't self-proclaim
it. Sad things that characterize his life, but...
Yeah, but he doesn't self-proclaim it, and that's what upsets me. So because we're self-proclaimed sad boys, you're not, but go ahead.
No. So I think I have like a two-parter. Just because, and then I don't know if they're really sad because I don't get it, but.
Oh my God.
Tristan Thompson. What has Chloe done, bro?
Wow.
This guy's what probably in his done? Room, like, she's crying, mad. Like, what the fuck? So she's ever blessed. Since.
You're telling me you're not feeking?
Oh, I mean.
No.
We're talking about feeking, yeah, but.
Have you seen the new picture, right?
Yeah.
That she posted. So she completely different person, like.
But that just reminded me, dog. I have a fucking. For the end of our clip. I think I said it to you guys. It was like when Khloe Kardashian goes to use her
face ID.
And it was like, I don't think you have the proper. Oh, bro.
I have the facilities for that.
Yeah, that's true. I'm a player. That shit was.
That'll be our clip. So Tristan Thomas is probably in there like, wow, like I left. A totally different person than that.
But are you guys faking?
Nah.
You're gay.
That plastic surgeon is a magician.
That's like if like someone asks you about Oprah, you know, like would you fake?
That's
Oprah?
Just so weird because they're showing like the picture of her like early.
I don't know if I'd fake Oprah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious.
Whoa. That's almost racist for you guys to say.
No,
is it racist? It's just one.
No, because like, she's like 60.
No, there's some good six-year-olds.
It's Oprah.
Yeah, but like clout doesn't.
She's not, she was never.
I'd rather be rich than famous.
Okay. Yeah. Mm. Same here.
That's my argument on that.
Same here.
Okay.
I'm just saying Khloe Kardashian looks good.
How's it not an option? Bro, you're just comparing Nicki to Oprah. Do you realize you just did that on? Lie like I wouldn't fuck either of them.
Wow, yeah.
That all right.
Nikki's kind of bad. I don't know.
Yeah. Anyways,
I'd rather feed Cardi B. That was my first part.
My second one was Tom Brady, just because he got his pants did rip, but Peyton was on his dome.
How much money do you think that cost Under Armour?
Oh yeah, that's a good point.
Damn, bro. No, but like
I bring up good points in the podcast. What can I say?
Yeah, I don't know about all that.
No, I just want to say Peyton was on his dome, and when he brought up Nick Foles, bro, Tom Brady broke.
That's my
shut the fuck up, man.
You guys want
verbal meme, T.O.
That's quarterback. Yeah, then retire a Colt. That's all I'm gonna say.
I think he did.
No, I think he retired a Bronco.
He for sure didn't, but
yeah. All right, whatever, bro. When is a Bronco? It's all good.
And
go ahead, Zach.
My sad boy of the week, I'm included in this, is all Phoenix Suns fans. I don't know if you saw it.
I did not.
Bleacher Report posted something, and it was like the top trades that never happened.
Oh.
Or like trades that were offered and declined. Obviously, like the Chris Pauls of the Lakers won, stuff like that.
Kobe. Yeah.
The Suns in 2009. This is when we had Steve Nash.
Okay.
You know, we had Sean Marion, Leandro Barbosa, Amari Stoudemire. We had a squad. We had Channing Frye on there. We had James Jones. I don't know if Shaq was 09. No, I think that was, like 11. Yeah, I think that was 11.
Because he only stayed there for, what, 2 years?
One.
And went to, 1 year went and
one.
Went to Celtics.
He went one to the Celtics, and then, like, it was done. Yeah, Cleveland, that was done. But they said in 2009 that the Warriors offered we had the 14th pick, and they had just drafted Steph Curry. So in 2009, they offered Steph Curry for Amari Stoudemire and the 14th overall pick, and we turned it down.
What could have been, right?
What could have been?
Okay, wait. So you guys would have gotten rid of Amari
and the 14th overall pick, which we ended up taking. That would have been good if I knew that.
Was it Goran Dragic?
No, we didn't take. No.
I'm gonna look. What was this? 2009.
Yeah, it would have been. Yeah, 2009 they offered it. So yeah, 2009 draft.
I hot take.
2009.
Steph ate nothing without
NBA
Iggy.
NBA draft.
No one heard that. It's all good. Only the listeners heard that.
Okay, 14th. You guys took Earl Clark. Yikes.
Imagine.
Yikes. Imagine. Now that I'm looking at this.
Wow.
Draft. It's not. It's good, but it's not very.
Taj
good.
Gibson was down there. No, I mean it wasn't. Jordy Meade, like there wasn't really Danny Green.
Yeah, I mean the good ones are Blake.
There wasn't James really anybody Harden, available.
Steph.
DeMar. So Steph was that draft. So that must have been draft night, because they took Steph at 7. So they must have said, "Here, we'll give you Steph after we just drafted him for 14, and we need Amari."
Well, I mean,
yeah. Out of Davis, that's a risk. Though, especially we have Steve Nash. Like, why would we take?
I would say in 2009, though, Amari was that fucking guy.
Of course, him and Steve were like dynamic. one of the top duos in the league.
So I understand that.
It's just now looking back at it, it's like, damn.
How do you think Steve and Steph would have played together?
Not well.
Not good. Yeah.
I just can't see it because it's really hard when it's because
he. I don't think Steph could have developed like that.
I agree.
Especially with Steve, like that's too. Like Steve wasn't doing all that. Like Steve couldn't have really mentored him in that way.
Yeah, because Steve has a style of playing that's completely different.
Yeah, than Steph and Mike. I don't think they would have meshed that well.
So is it really sad? I mean,
in retrospect, yes. Because Steve left us 2 years later, and
I don't know. Sad Boy Zach and I have been talking about it. I really like what the Suns are doing right now. I really, really like what they're doing.
I'm a big Kelly Oubre fan.
Yeah, I mean, he's fucking my bitch, but yeah.
Who's your...
I don't have one. I'm just saying he would. Because that's a handsome...
Oh, yeah. Man. No, for sure.
He's fucking my bitch.
Yeah, no.
That, like, it's say
good,
goodbye.
It's a good-looking guy, for sure.
He's a good-looking guy.
That would have been a good one to say last week for...
No, because I would have been hurt.
Really?
Yeah, he's good-looking, dude.
Okay.
I mean, there's some things like he can offer that I just feasibly can't.
Yeah.
2 inches. All right, next segment.
I think we're going to...
This is our
big story for the week.
Is it?
Yeah, I think our near-death experience, or if you've been involved. I mean, I just went last. I could start it off if you guys want.
Sure, yeah.
Dude, Zach Wizek? Fuck I'd love yeah, to. Dude.
So,
fuck yeah.
So I kind of went outside the box here. It's not...
Wait, so let's just introduce our segment again so they all know.
Okay. So it's a near-death experience. If you've been involved in it or a part of it at least. Like, I wasn't... I'll get to it right now, but... My mom, we were scuba diving in Grand Cayman Islands, and we were like 90 feet below.
How is that, by the way? Because like I'm,
it's like a top
deathly
five.
Afraid of water.
Really?
But like
water clear?
I guess.
Yeah,
visibility is like top. How is the breathing apparatus? Like, can you actually?
All three of my older brothers are advanced divers. I'm an advanced diver as well. Yeah, I was actually a CPR class away. I still am a CPR class away for being a dive master. So wow. I could, like, take you guys down and stuff like that.
You're that fucking guy.
Yeah, like, all my family, like, are big on diving. My mom, my brothers. My dad doesn't do it because his That's nose so all neat. Fucked up. That's but so it's one of the coolest things, like, it's like an out-of-earth experience almost. You're like,
damn, you're in a different
like,
world.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, it's almost like I shouldn't be down here.
That's
like,
crazy,
it's really cool. But we were in a big group, and we usually don't go in big groups just because of stuff like this. And someone had, like, with their flipper, had kicked my mom. And, like, her mask fell off and her regulator, the thing you breathe out of, fell out of her mouth. So she, like, grabbed...
How deep were you?
90 feet. Oh, so you can't swim up. Yeah. If you right, do, you right, get right. The
bubbles in your brain, right?
Something
like that?
Yeah, I just forgot what it was called. It's not the...
We know what you mean.
But yeah. The bends, that's what it is.
Oh, yeah.
But, So she like grabbed, I was looking forward, I wasn't looking back. She just grabbed my flipper and I turned and you have an extra one. So I gave her my extra one and then grabbed hers and her mask. And then we went out. You have to like wait for 2 minutes. You have to do like a safety stop, 2 or 3 minutes. then we went up, and she hasn't dove since. But like that was like the craziest thing, just to like at the moment it was like a 5 second thing, you know, but then like
I don't know, you start thinking
about it and it's like damn, like,
and that's one of those things where it's like you go into flight or flight or flight or fight,
because she couldn't see, like her mask is off, so like her just reaching out, like she just grabbed a fin and just was like yanking.
Thank God.
Yeah,
thank
like God, if she reached and grabbed nothing, like who knows what could happen.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
So what, did you see like fear in her eye or something like that?
Honestly, like I couldn't, it wasn't like I wasn't even, you know what I'm saying, like it was just like reaction. Like,
yeah, yeah,
like you obviously during training, like you go through stuff like that.
You saved her life.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, it wasn't. I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know about that, but like,
good for you.
You look back. Was, you gotta think about that. I look back at my mom who needed help.
Yeah, if that's like, if she, because she reached out, literally couldn't see anything, and like she grabbed a hold of something, like it was my fin. Thank God. So I turned around, but like if she didn't grab anything, like who knows what could happen.
That's crazy,
man.
Holy
shit.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I'll go next because.
Yeah, top that one.
Ali Rock, I can't.
You know
what I'm saying. Ali Rock has actually been through like a legitimate life or death, and I wouldn't say that I fear for my life in this.
Right.
So you guys know I still work for Maverick Helicopters. And I'm not going to mention names, but the only names I'll mention was Alex. That's where I met Alex. And then another coworker who was a friend of ours worked there. And at the time, this was 2018, so I worked there as a summer job before I went to Reno. And so it was my last day there. It's one of my last weeks there. And they go up to me, and I had never been in a helicopter prior to working at Maverick. And even to that point, I still hadn't been in a helicopter, and they knew it. And so they go, hey, Jax, you're about to go to Reno. We'd love to put you on a helicopter and just go have a good ride. You've been such a good worker for us. Like,
it was a test flight. It was a test flight.
Just go on a test flight. I was like, oh, dude, fuck yeah, I'll go on a helicopter. Like, that'd be a blast. Like, I'm not going to do anything. We're just going to go around. They're like, dude, I mean, I'm getting paid to go in this helicopter. So I'm 17 or 18 at this point. So I'm like, dude, this is the best day fucking ever. So we all get in there, and there's probably like six of us, man. So the guy who runs the maintenance department, not going to say any names. He's an older gentleman, likes a younger woman. He just flies in a different way than a lot.
Like he's very used to it.
He's very used to it.
It's like driving a car for him.
And
it's
if
like
you're not used to it, it's a little fucking different. That's all I'm going to say. So anyways, we go in the air and we're flying. And so he's like kind of showing us a little bit of cool parts and showing me parts because he knew I hadn't been in a helicopter.
Are you over the strip? Did he take you on that route?
No. He took it towards southbound towards like LA type area. Okay. And then we go into this like little dry basin where we do a lot of our test flights, which is kind of near the canyon.
Gotcha.
For those of you who don't know, Maverick Helicopters flies to different locations like Grand Canyon, West Rim, and all that. And anyway, so he's taking us to this, like, this dry lake, and we're looking over it, and he goes, hey, are you guys ready? And I'm in the mic, and it's like cut, and I'm like, ready for what? Like, I didn't know what the fuck was going on. And they didn't fucking hear me say ready for what, because next thing I know, the nose of the fucking aircraft is dipped down. We're 10,000 feet in the air. And I'm sitting back. I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. And I'm sitting back and I'm like, what the fuck just happened? So for those of you that are listening right now, you're probably confused. Like, why is this guy fucking tripping? So we do inspections called 150-hour, 600-hour, 1200-hour, and then 12-year. And what a 12-year is when they literally, and Alex will testify,
every 12 years.
They do this every 12 years, and they literally rip apart the aircraft and redo everything.
Don't rip it apart. They take it apart.
They don't rip it apart. Yeah, they take that shit apart and put in new parts.
Exactly.
New gearbox. Pretty much rebuild it. New everything. They rebuild that shit. That's why it's only every 12 years. And so when that happens, you have to do this flight called a psycho flight.
Well, that's what we nicknamed it.
It's like a CX flight. It's like a preliminary it's like a post something flight.
Yeah,
what they call it, but it's a psycho flight because you got to be fucking built different. That's all I'm gonna say.
That's true.
And so when they tip it down, I didn't know what the fuck was going on.
So you go up like to max altitude, and then they cut the engine.
Yep.
And you fall for a few seconds and turn it back on, and then the G-force hits you, bro.
Yes.
You're like, what the fuck? And you go back up.
So the people that are in there, and Alex has done this a couple times, you're looking for a certain number. And I don't know what that number indicates. I really don't give a fuck either. Like, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't give a fuck. The guy that was doing it didn't get the fucking first number. Okay, so we go back to max altitude.
And do it again.
And we do that bitch again, bro. And
oh,
bro, yeah, you literally get you out of your seat, bro. You lift it out of your seat.
Like, shit will fucking start falling and everything. And then the worst thing is that, like, if you've ever seen, like, a scary movie that has anything to do with a flight, you start hearing, like, it's like the bad sounds.
The,
like,
yeah, the rumbling.
It's like that shit. It's like, that exact shit. Bro, I'm going to be honest with you. Like, there's been a few times in my life where I actually thought I shit myself. Like, few times. Now, Zach is a mad
that
guy.
That was a different situation.
But, like,
right?
Dude, I honestly thought I defecated. Like, I thought, I was like, bro, like, I shit myself. Like, it's wraps. Like,
well, how I was am actually I talking to the boss after that, and he's like, Jackson was like a cat in a fucking dryer.
Yeah, dude, there. I don't know what the fuck that means. I don't know what that fucking means, but all I know is, bro, like, I came back, and the seat was literally covered in sweat. I got down. I called Alex, and Alex and I weren't even close like that. Again. Like, we were boys, but we weren't, like, close. And I was like, bro, I never want to go in a helicopter again. I never want to do that shit. And it's like, they call it a psycho flight at our company, but, like, you literally got to be fucking built different to do
that was
shit.
On their part, taking on their first flight on that type of flight.
Yeah, it was fucked up, bro. It was fucked up.
Yeah, why'd they do you like
put my fucking 2 weeks in. I was like, bro, I'm not coming back. And then I, you know... And John Calipari, we talked about it last week. John Calipari, you know, I just wasn't fucking getting enough money from Kentucky and Coach K and all this shit. And I just wanted to go the fucking hard way out, build character.
Exactly.
Puts hair on your nuts and shit, whatever. But I honestly thought, like, for that split second when that shit happens, like, you feel like.
Well, there's been a story where they actually fell out of the sky and everyone was okay, but the helicopter wasn't. Type stuff.
Yeah, like, they had a hard landing.
Yeah, they had to, like, abort.
It didn't go back up, and they were just kind of like sewing down, and it crashed on the ground. You know, so you definitely be like, "What the fuck?" Because it's testing the helicopter. It's not like it's for sure gonna.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. It's like, every 12 years, like shit, that worked 12 years ago. Like, we'll see what happens.
That's
now.
What I'm saying. It's almost like you're fucking crossing your fingers, like, "Oh well, fuck. I don't know. Maybe it'll work." Like, that's what scared me. But yeah, I honestly thought I was gonna die. But that's my story. So, Ali Rock, go ahead.
All right. My story starts way back, senior year.
Once upon a time.
I was talking to this girl. She took my pictures for my football. Shots, I guess. Really high quality pictures.
Please.
I guess I could say her name. Her name was Haley. And
we just name drop all types of females on this podcast. No,
she's actually a frequent listener. She's a frequent listener, so this is for you. we were talking at the moment because, you know, I was hitting up, but my game was strong at that time. And we were talking.
Not
and,
that strong.
Right?
Yeah, because you didn't fucking secure the bag, buddy.
Yeah, that's on my part. But we do this. She wanted to go. She likes just driving around at night. Yeah, that was her vibe. So we were doing that a couple times. And
waiting on you to make a move.
Right. And I wasn't making a move. Right, but that night, this particular night, I was like, so, this is my fucking time. Because I was.
So you're still willing to make a move?
This night, I was willing to make a move. I thought this was the night.
So. May 24th, 2020, 10:14 at night.
No, I said this particular, not like right now.
Right now.
Dude, yeah, this guy, yeah, I'm not worried about that, but 10:14.
Like, we're taking you back to senior year. Like, this was in...
Yeah, I'm not talking about 2018. I'm talking about right now. Are you willing to make a move?
No. Can you let me finish the story?
He just wants to... What do we need from here?
This is like in...
he just needs that.
All right, go ahead.
This is like in November, October, and this is during my wrestling season. So, just know I'm an athlete.
Your wrestling season?
Wrestling.
Your hibernation? Oh, rest. I was like, your wrestling season. Motherfucker's going into hibernation and shit.
So, it's Friday, I think, and my mother actually flew up on a business trip.
Shout out, Mama Ali Rock.
That's right. Hey.
Fucking right there.
And she was coming back that night. She was like, I'll be back at 1 a.m. Come pick me up from the airport. I was like, okay, fine. Haley texts me. We're talking about blah, blah, blah. My parents.
I'm throwing the fucking name out there, bud.
Yeah, I like that.
Well, I just told
her. We'll blur it out at the end. Yeah, that's what I heard on the YouTube video.
Yeah, that's what I fucking
heard. Fucking names right on the phone. All right, keep going.
And, you know, she's like, let's go on a drive. It's 11 o'clock. Let's go on a drive, this and that. And by the time she actually agrees to go, it's like midnight.
Right.
I was like, fine, we'll drive around for like half an hour, 45 minutes, whatever.
Fucking nice guy.
My mom can wait.
Whoa.
Wow.
I'll be there in a second.
I'm going to finally get pussy. My mom can wait.
You're that fucking guy, huh?
She could call it cab if she needs to.
You're a scumbag.
Okay.
Anyways.
Mom can wait.
I appreciate it.
So, mom calls me. This is dude. Okay. This is a girl.
Is it okay? Anyways.
So, I'm walking out the door. Mom literally calls me.
Damn.
All right, and then just pick me up from the airport.
Right.
So I told Haley, I'm sorry I can't do this tonight, this and that. She's like, okay, fine, tomorrow night I'm free whatsoever. Okay, fine. So I pick him up from the airport. Next night, it's on. It's like 9 o'clock.
It's on. Like, it's game time.
Like, I got the... I'm chewing the gum. I get into her car. She drives a Mercedes.
You put some Burt's Bees on? What happened?
Listen, no. No. I take a shower, of course. Yeah, get ready.
I was
worried about that part.
Hey,
you should just have to give me a wink because he knows we hold hands in the shower.
No. Everything's good down there, you know what I mean? Right?
Oh. Shit showered and shaved. He's got all the S's down.
Yeah, she didn't know that, but...
she didn't find that out.
I knew it was good because as soon as I get in the car, she's chewing gum too. I was like, yeah, she knows.
Yeah.
She wants it too. So she's over here. And she has like, you know, she doesn't have an aux, which is upsetting. So she's playing like CDs. The Mercedes,
I like that.
Mercedes isn't that old.
No, why are you hating on her?
I'm not hating on it. That's vintage right there.
I like that.
Did you bring?
I'm not sure. She might have been playing Drake. Drake.
She had a little mix on.
Why didn't she bring Ali Rock candles?
Yeah.
Car. Well, listen.
Did you have a certain particular?
He brought a casino. He brought a Black and Bond casino.
That's right. I like that shit in your face. But did you bring something in your wallet?
The fuck that look like? No.
A rubber?
The fuck that look like? We didn't do that, no.
That's what I'm asking. Yeah. Bring a Jimmy?
I already committed that I'm not going to do that. So, we're not.
I committed not to have it.
I thought it was on.
Okay, so you know what's going to happen is when he actually loses the card?
Yeah.
He's going to get an STD. I can already tell.
Not with this cross around my neck. Anyway, so I get into the car, and we go off driving. And this is literally like the first stoplight.
You're driving her car?
No. She's driving.
She's driving. Okay.
Yeah, that's right. My car, I drove a beat up Beamer. I didn't want to take the girl on a nice, you know, a beat up Beamer like that.
I thought it was vintage.
Anyway, I didn't even have a radio in there, bro. I was listening to it on a speaker. I'm like,
we used to go in there. He used to whip that motherfucker too.
Yeah.
But anyways, she wears the pants. I got it.
Okay. All we're driving down, and this is the first stoplight. Now, I don't recall because I was busy talking to her. I don't recall if the light was
game.
Right, I really was.
He was shooting.
I wasn't even paying attention. I wasn't looking at the road. I was turned to her.
Did you go for a good handhold?
I was getting there. Like, this is literally 2 minutes into the car ride.
What you guys don't understand right now is Ali Rock has a boner.
Oh yeah, I'm just talking to her. Fucking rock hard. Rock hard.
Go ahead.
I don't even know what happened next, bro. But all I see is like, she's driving past the intersection. I don't remember if the light's red or green, but she's like slowing down and she's like, why isn't that person stopping? It's a Porsche SUV, bro.
Oh, fuck. The worst thing you could hit.
The Porsche SUV coming at a Mercedes, T-boning us, right? And I'm looking at it. It's coming right the fuck at me, bro.
Oh,
I'm in the passenger. I'm like, what the fuck? So I brace for impact. Yeah. I do fetus position.
Did you do the blind side where you tried to save her? You threw her arm out and shit?
No. This is about me.
No, bro.
Fetus position. Douche, boy. The car fucking slides and shit. The door is bent the fuck in. I can't even open this shit. And she's over here like, oh my God. I'm like, it's okay.
It's a different kind of oh my God, if you know what I mean.
Right, bro. It's not an ass yet, face. Oh my God. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I wasn't.
So it was their fault. Like, you had the green light and they just ran around.
No, so some asshole guy, bro. No, the funny thing was, like, they saw a car in the intersection because she kind of slowed down. The next car was going like 40 miles an hour while we were like an almost complete stop. And he didn't fucking slow down at all. Like, that man did not give a shit.
So they were coming this way. Did you have a green light coming this way?
That's what we thought.
What do you mean you thought? Did you have a green light or was your light red?
I don't remember. Maybe it was the green arrow we saw. Maybe she was too busy. She was too busy.
About a red yeah, green. He was over here spinning game.
Maybe she was worried about me, you know what I'm saying? She didn't see the light.
Oh my goodness. It almost killed you. Your game almost killed me, buddy.
My eyes
almost
killed
me. All I'm going to say is, like, forget our fucking cover art that we're talking about.
Once she listens to this, we're not getting any type of cover art.
No, Haley, it's all love. It's all love.
We've both been there. I've already come. Oh,
listen.
Oh, buddy.
So the funny thing is that's I almost died that night. But if she was more shaken up than me, because I guess the whiplash hit her, because I kind
of. Of course.
I took all the impact.
So let me ask you this.
My 300-pound ass took all the impact.
Let me ask you this. Are you taking the blame or are you putting the blame on her?
You know what? Just because I'm a team player, I do take the blame.
Just because she listens?
No, because I know I was spitting game a little bit. I got her off track
her mind wasn't there yet. You know?
Yeah, oh, you were so throwing her some real curveballs, okay, so, and she wasn't prepared for all that.
Is that detrimental?
It might have been that. That was the night, you know, and we haven't even kissed yet. I thought we were going to kiss, do some other stuff, blah, blah, blah.
Do so some other stuff.
Have you and Haley hit it off yet, like, ever since then?
Well, that was the night
that might be a little disclosed.
Stuff. That was the night where things kind of like, oh...
It's just a sour taste, you know?
Right, right. Well, that was also the night where I met her parents.
Haley.
Because they showed up to the car scene, like, who are you?
Right. Why
she's
are
all
you?
Like, oh, this is Alex. Like, I don't know.
He's wearing his Alibar hat. Yeah, they call me Alibar.
Yeah, my name's Alex, by the way. I'm fucking prepared for whatever.
Pulls out his little condom.
Yeah,
I'm prepared.
Like, look.
Little.
Tonight was going to be says. The night.
No, and then after that night, it was done. Her Mercedes was fucked up, and she got a new one. That's all I'm going to say.
Sounds like you're a little fucking jealous over here. I don't know about that.
No, and then I went to practice the next day, my wrestling practice, and my coaches heard I got under car crash. She's like, what the fuck are you still doing here? Like, we heard you get the car got T-boned while you were in it. And I was like, yeah. And they're like, you went hard-ass motherfucker, you know that? And I had the whiplash, had a fucking bruise along my thigh and shit, but it's all good.
Yeah. See, Coronado just accepts mediocrity because Gorman, if like, even if our leg got amputated, they would have still expected us to be in practice.
Well, I was there, though.
Like, we talked to Shad. Remember when he came on here and they were fucking being hella disrespectful when a dude almost lost his fucking leg?
Yeah.
Being hella disrespectful.
This is why you shouldn't play 7-on-7. Yeah. Like, bro, what? Like, just all fucked up. I was seeing you talking about I should play 7-on-7.
Like, really? What you should be saying is if you didn't get in the car accident, maybe you would have been a regional champ. Or maybe you would have been a state champ.
I was a regional
champ. You would have been
a state champ. I was a regional champ.
Maybe you wouldn't still be a virgin.
Oh.
That's also... I would have sacrificed that.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I knew that, maybe I would have not gone.
Haley, when are you going to go out to dinner with this guy?
That's what I'm saying.
Haley, restaurants are open. Is actually in a happy relationship with her other boyfriend, so
happy for her. Haley, all I'm going to say is he has a massive erection right now.
Wait. I'm sorry.
He's so funny.
Is this the guy in the military?
No.
No, that's the other. Let's see another one.
Oh.
Shout out to my boy. Shout out to my boy Zach Eisen. He's getting deployed, I think, something like that.
Oh shit.
Yeah, frequent listener as well.
Please be safe.
Yeah.
That's right.
Please, I was going to say something.
Well, then we'll respect your girlfriend, Zach. I appreciate it.
That's two different Haleys.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If it was other Haley, then if you're in the military, then it doesn't count. Cheating overseas, it just doesn't work like that.
That's disrespectful.
Okay. Well, maybe. My dad's my near-death experience, so.
Have a Memorial Day.
That's right.
This is
a pack session.
Fucking jokes. Now that we're talking about it, I think whose story is the best, though?
Are you talking about
near death?
I think the potential of Ali Rocks was there.
I think you can make mine a whole ass.
That could change his life.
It got me a little excited. I don't think Ali Rock would have been friends with, I mean, work associates.
Yeah, exactly. Acquaintances.
Had the nasty been performed.
Right, bro. I might have been down the wrong path, you know, a couple kids. Who knows?
Imagine a couple fucking Ali Rocks in this world.
Yeah, wow. There'd be a few champions.
Rappers and shit.
Chain hanging on to the ding-a-ling and shit, man.
I liked Zach's story because he's a hero. And
bro, that's the exact opposite reason I told him this story. But yeah,
you are a hero.
I guess, bro.
Medal of Honor.
My story.
Right place, right time.
I guess I think my story is just soft because.
No, your story shows you're just a pussy.
Yeah,
you know, that so you're scared because you're a pussy,
and you didn't commit all the way and actually shot yourself like a real sad boy.
Right, that's how you know you were near death.
Yeah,
if you didn't shit yourself,
Zach. That's true because sad boys. Yeah, shit
like come on,
sad boys do shit themselves.
I thought my whole knee was gone. Buddy.
I think it would have been a.
That's
fucking,
the only reason.
I had glass stuck in my shirt and shit, bro. Blood. I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good.
Well, now that I'm thinking about it, that would have been a real power move.
It would have
because you know who would have had to clean that seat? Me.
But then guess what?
True.
If you
shot yourself on the first run, you said you had to do it twice.
Correct.
So now you would have been, like, you know, like the elevation. Now that like the shot's coming like up towards your butt, almost like
yeah.
That might be like almost more uncomfortable, you know, than like playing two more holes with some shot.
Had to go out of my fucking pants and shit. Like
right.
That
would have been tough.
Thinking about the science here.
Yeah, they should do MythBusters on it. If that show's still going on.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I'm interested. Yeah. Okay, well, we're going to wrap up.
Yeah, that's an interesting way to
like
close.
Like I said,
but boys,
follow our socials like girls, usual. Yeah. Instagram, Ali Rock, what's our Instagram?
2 inches deep podcast.
Sad Boy Zach, what's our Twitter?
2 inches deep, or 2 inch deep tweet.
Two inches deep podcast on YouTube. Dropping a video this week. We're going to make a post. Talk to us, guys. We have some cool shit going on. We're actually...
Get active in the comments, please. We want to hear your your Bulls, your Chicago Bulls, Patriots debate. We want to hear all your opinions.
Yeah, we really do.
We'll talk about it next episode.
We're rough drafting a lot of ideas that are going through some stuff. Ali Rock is actually missing my fucking birthday to go hang out with his real friends and not us.
Yeah, imagine.
So what the fuck kind of accusation is that? We'll just hold hands later. But anyways, we're thinking about doing a trip during the summer. We have a couple challenges coming on. We have a lot of rough drafts coming up, and we just got to finalize some things. But we would really like to get active with you guys. That sounded a little sus, but...
All right, guys.
Comment down below, and we'll see you guys next week.
I don't think you have the facilities for that, big man.